People need advice, 1-800-947-3979. I mentioned one. Somebody wants to know if they should get engaged to their blank. It's a profession, and it's not one you'd think. But I'm going to put that one on the back burner because I need your help immediately on this question that came in.
Yes.
There is a I think it's supposed to be very. It's just V-E-R. There is a very hot girl. She's with a psycho. What do I do?
What?
I don't know. Let her go if she breaks up with you. Is that? I don't. There's not nearly enough details there.
Yeah. I mean, I assume you have feelings for this person and you want to know what to do. I don't know.
I'm gonna need a bit more info there.
I mean, I've definitely had crushes on girls who were dating an idiot.
Yeah. But ultimately, if she's dating a psycho.
I mean, I don't.
Who's bad to her?
I don't know.
Yeah. Not much you can do other than be there.
Maybe more info. Yeah, definitely more info.
Let's try this one.
Learn to write.
My priest is leaving the priesthood because he has fallen in love with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did it. I don't know what to do. I'm not a religious person, but after my father died, I became close to the priest who provided his last rites and ministered to us during the funeral.
Okay.
Over the past year, we grew close, and I started to think of him as a good friend. Last week, he gave me a letter and asked me to read it when I got home. What is he, in eighth grade? In it, he confessed his feelings for me, that he no longer felt like a father in the ecclesiastical sense, and that he wanted to be with me in holy matrimony.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Serious.
It left me very shaken, confused, and feeling guilty as though I had stripped him of his faith. He's already begun the process of being laicized, becoming unpriested. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I'm
don't
sure.
share his feelings.
Oh,
he was shattered when I.
Oh,
probably should have kept his frock on before he started. You know, like before he at least till you found out what you thought.
Yeah, I guess he read into it a little bit. Probably doesn't have a great rich history with dating. So
yeah, he wants to get married.
Hmm.
I said, hey, we're just. If we were just coworkers and good friends, I would date him. But he wants to skip to marriage. I feel like everything's so fast, there's a lot of pressure on the relationship. I wish he would have talked to me before deciding to leave the clergy. He explained he needed to be released from his vow, that otherwise it'd be like cheating.
Yeah.
What should I do? What if it doesn't work out? Well, you can date him, and if it doesn't work out, do what you do with anybody else.
Yeah, have a hard conversation and explain that you don't want to go from 0 to 60 in this thing, that you need dating time. But this is not something unheard of. I have experience with this in my own personal life. The priest who baptized me left the priesthood and married who would end up becoming my English teacher, Mrs.
Really?
Cronin. Yeah, it was Father Cronin. And they met. She was like, she was the organist. And they met and they had a relationship. And then I don't think they had a relationship ahead of time. But I mean, I don't know. But anyway, he left the priesthood and eventually they got married and had a couple of kids and all was good.
Yeah. But what if she broke up with him later because she wasn't that into him?
That would have been a bummer for him, I'm sure. I'm sure that would have been.
But you could go back. Could you become a priest again?
I think you I don't know. I don't know the rules on it.
Probably
that.
Wouldn't be. I mean,
I don't think a lot of guys
let people back after they did worse things.
But I think there have. No, I think there have been guys who have been married and stuff who, you know, maybe a wife dies or something and they may enter the priesthood. I don't know.
Mm.
But, you know, it's great that you guys get along and he wants to pursue that. And he, you know, just date. It's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to have all the pressure.
This one, a few weeks ago, I overheard my husband on speakerphone tell his mom he'd be missing our family's vacation because he had a big work deadline. She started clucking in sympathy over how unfair it was that he had to stay home when he's such a devoted dad and a hard worker. It made me furious because it's a complete lie. He's taking vacation time that week, too. He just wanted to use it to recharge his own batteries, so he's planning to lounge around the house while I manage 2 kids under 4 at the beach by myself. I know there's an imbalance in our parenting. I can't imagine getting the house to myself for a day, much less a week. But in this instance, I've made peace with the fact that he's genuinely fried and will be a better person and even a better husband and father if he gets some time off. My problem is, though, he's not being honest about it with his parents and he's being treated like a martyr. when I'm the one who's actually doing the work?
Wait, it's his parents. I don't know why I thought you said it was like her family vacation. His parents, so she's going to hang out with her in-laws and the kids, and he gets to stay home and rest? Sounds like you both need to rest.
Well, no, I don't think the parents are even going to be there.
Oh.
So they're going to go. He's going to spend the whole week at the golf resort ignoring the family. It says he's planning on golfing every day. And they keep telling him how hard it is and how much of a breadwinner and everything else he is. Am I being petty? No, he should tell them the truth.
Well, that, and it sounds like you're envious for all the right reasons. Like you want to be able to rest and relax on vacation. Otherwise, yeah. It's not vacation.
Unplug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's able to do that a little more freely. And I think that's just, you know, mom versus dad, man versus woman type of stuff that happens where men, I think, can relax a little easier and not feel the pressure of having to do something than women can. You just always feel like you got to keep moving, mm-hmm. moving.
Some of those old gender roles
absolutely
pop up in that moment.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing. I don't think he's doing anything wrong, especially if you know that you tell your parents you're on vacation. They might be the type to say, oh, you should do this with your time since you're on vacation.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're doing what everybody mm-hmm. else wants you to do.
Maybe split the week.
Yeah, but absolutely yeah. make it fair. If you can rest, your partner should be able to rest.
But her only issue is that she doesn't like that he seems like he's doing more than he is.
Yeah, because his mom
That's
and dad
true.
Are
like, but she doesn't have any problem with him taking the week off.
Between the
said.
Two of them, it's all good.
So, that would be annoying.
It would definitely,
like if you were helping
absolutely
your
would be
significant
annoying.
Other take the week to really get back to themselves, and they're like, oh, mom and dad, I'm working so hard. I can't even go on vacation with my family. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I agree.
But family does make you feel bad if you don't go on vacation. Like my parents rent the same place every year, not necessarily the same time, but they'll try and line it up with my vacations. And I have to tell them every other year, like, I don't want a vacation in the same place. But now you know my vacation schedule, so I'm not allowed to lie. So I just got to be kind of rude here and let you know that I love South Carolina and I love going to the beach. But if I can go to Iceland, like, why might I not go to Iceland?
Yeah, right. No, that makes sense.
But my parents would definitely say, well, can you make a couple of days to come down here? And again, nothing wrong with that. But once the family puts the pressure on, you do feel like,
I don't know. Is South Carolina anywhere near the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it near Banff?
Yeah.
No. Then
can
no.
I ski there?
I can't.
Guys, I need you to tell me what to do with my romantic life.
You bet.
Oh, perfect.
Good.
3 months ago. My world was shattered. I lost my brother. Ugh. He left his wife and their innocent 6-month-old baby boy. Before he passed, I promised my brother that I would always be there for his family no matter what.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I see where this is going.
The problem is, every time I see her, my sister-in-law hits on me. It's obvious what she wants. She dresses in a way that leaves little to the imagination.
Okay.
It's as if she's aching for a connection to the past,
oh, she is.
To my
yeah.
brother,
oh, yeah.
and she's I'm the aching. Closest she can get.
Yeah. Well, how's she look?
Okay. Literally, it's like you're reading ahead. She's incredibly attractive,
well, right.
and I am
okay.
very
well,
tempted.
Look, you okay. promised your all brother right. you would do anything.
Yeah, that you would
anything.
Take care of
anything.
Them. I mean, she's got needs.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine being with her and taking my brother's place.
Well, you're not.
No, you're using her place.
Yeah.
Oh,
your brother went and died. That's his problem.
Yeah.
Then
if he wanted to be with her, he wouldn't have croaked.
She's got a hole in her heart that needs to be filled.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Wow. Then I don't want to take my brother's place. Then I hate myself. And even if it worked for me, I would always think she was trying to replace him with a copy of him. What do I do?
You should try your hardest to look exactly like your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's good.
Yeah, you should
at all.
Wear his clothes.
Yeah. Start talking like him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They probably already do.
Ask her to call you by his name. All right. So let's say this guy, I'm assuming this person is single. They made it seem like they are. Is that a deal breaker?
I mean,
what if he actually likes her?
No, I mean, that's happened before. I mean, where somebody turns to somebody in the family, and then it turns out they have a great relationship and happily ever after, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not best to be like bleep buddies or something like that. But if
no, I don't know that I would do that. But yeah.
But maybe it would be best for both of you.
Hey, the best way to get over your brother is to get under your other brother.
I think I see what you're shooting right. for, Kelly.
The best
way to get over your brother is to get on top of his wife.
No, to get on top of his brother.
That's right. There you go, Howie.
His brother.
I don't know.
There's a lot
so
of
So his brother
love.
Has to sleep. They have to get another brother and sleep with him?
Yes.
What about this poor woman's needs?
I don't know.
Still horny and missing her dead husband.
She's very needy.
God, this is complicated. No wonder you wrote us.
Yeah.
I mean, I say go for it. You can't help who you
I
love.
I think go for it.
Yeah.
If you legitimately have feelings for her.
But if you don't,
then don't just F her.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
take advantage
I mean, maybe.
Of
yeah, don't
I mean,
dip the wick like
maybe
you're making paint candles at Pioneer Camp and just leave.
Maybe that's all she wants,
maybe
though.
That is all that she wants.
You know, we're just assuming.
Yeah, women have needs, Steve.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? Here's a situation for you guys. Help me out. I've been in love with my best friend for years. We've been inseparable since elementary school, but she views me as nothing more than a brother.
Hmm. Oh, not even just a friend.
We talk about everything, even her relationships with other men, and it is eating me up inside. It gets a little worse because I'm also the godfather of her child. She was married for a while, had a great kid, and then they divorced. And here I am, just a friend. A good friend who's the godfather of her child.
Have you ever said anything?
I think I've always loved her, but I'm scared to death that if I tell her about it, it will ruin our friendship, and I don't want that. On the other hand, she may have the exact same feelings and neither of us is happy. Should I tell her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. You're already living with a no.
All right. Get a couple drinks in you. Tell her. And then if it doesn't go well, just say, hey, just kidding.
Yeah. you can always pull the just kidding card.
Or the I don't remember that the next day. Oh, I said that. I don't remember. Don't listen to me. But you should definitely tell her.
You think so?
I think so. Don't do it in a way that's all like, I've been in love with you for years. You know, just say like, it makes sense to me that this could.
It does.
This could work.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just try. This text from the 574. Talk her into playing just the tip. I don't think that's.
I love that game.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not a bad way to start.
I don't know if it's going to make things go to the next level long term.
Yeah.
Going to go to the next level for a second, that's for sure.
Offer her a back rub. Start from there.
Try to be a creep.
Yeah.
What are the odds that she has the same feelings?
I mean, pretty low. I'm being honest.
Probably, you know? But also, you know.
I'm with you completely, Steve.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your willingness to say so.
But sometimes women can be just as dumb as guys can be. She might also just be kind of clueless.
Yeah.
But I mean, it happens that, I just never really thought about you that way. But
over the years, have we met guys who have been in the friend zone for a long time? Just think about that. And then compare it to the number of women who have said the same thing to us, even that you know in your own life. I know lots of guys who are stuck in the friend zone forever. Let me think of the list of women that have been stuck in the friend zone forever, and I'm done.
Well, it's different.
I can't think
though.
Of any.
Women have unlimited options. Men don't have as many options.
I'd say our options are pretty limited these days.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of women think that.
Well, it's because you have standards. If you lowered them, you'd have plenty of options.
Yeah.
Guys can have the lowest standards in the world and still struggle sometimes.
That's true.
You know, I mean. So,
yeah, that is true.
Kelly, what are the chances of success on this?
I mean, if she's never said anything ever, the chances are she has not thought about you in that way long term enough for her to have the same feeling.
Probably has chances a are. Few times. Maybe.
She's maybe thought about it. Yeah. She's maybe thought like, God, I've known you for so long.
But it might have been followed with a disgusted cold shudder like
yeah, but I also, you know, I have two friends that are perfect for each other, and they've been friends since before I met them. And I met them in high school, and I always used to think like, you two, you say you're like brother and sister, but that's just because you've known each other since second grade. But every time I see y'all around each other, it makes sense. And then they both got married to their little high school sweethearts, had kids. One moved away, and now they're both kind of finally living back in town. And I only know this because I have a Facebook. But it would make so much sense if they started dating. And I don't know that they've ever even really thought of it like that. But I want to message both of them and be like, have either of you even considered the fact that like your timelines are finally reuniting? You're both finally back in the same hometown.
Right.
Because it really could. She might be under the whole like she had a relationship. She had a baby. And now she's just trying to live life. She might not even be thinking about a love life. So yeah, this could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes, the timing just hasn't worked out the right way. I was really good friends with a girl throughout like junior high and high school. And we were like that. We always kind of a little bit, we were great friends, but never actually dated because I'd be single and she'd be seeing somebody.
Right,
and then I'd start seeing somebody and then she'd break up and it just never really worked out.
Yeah.
But we had talked about that at one point. It was that, hey, like if neither of us is dating when we're like in our mid 20s.
Yeah.
Let's call each other up.
Yeah. Let's give this a go.
Because we knew we liked one another. But
all right. Back to back texts. This will settle it for the person who's in the friend zone. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As someone now married 5 years to that girl in my life, grow a set and tell her best choice ever. Next text from a different area code. Don't do it. I'm 5 years in with my girl best friend after being friend zoned. It's going really bad.
Y'all should break up.
Yeah, you should. There. That's the kind of clarity you need. Back-to-back texts saying the exact opposite thing.
But it sounds like they both said something and they both got into relationships. One of them's going great. One of them in.
Yeah. That's pretty normal.
Either way, if you say something, it's going to work.
Yeah.
At least you'll know. Do you want to be living old and still wondering? That'd suck. That's not exactly a country song. Living old and still wondering. Actually, it might be.